All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, shouting out the sponsors here, Sovereign Extracts. You can check them out for some great CBD, THC, and hybrid cartridges, CBD oil, and the like. Also, big shout out to USG Canada, putting out great apparel for boxers, MMA fighters, and for fans alike. On today's show, we have a big fight going to Bellator 244. It's happening on August the 21st, a preliminary card bantamweight tilt between Josh Hill and Eric Perez. And I've got Eric on the show right now. How's your day going so far there, Eric?
Very busy, very good, and yeah, excited for the fight. It's fight week, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, and how's this fight week looking as compared to some prior ones? I imagine there are a few differences with this one as compared to prior ones.
Yeah, it's very quiet. It's very, like, not too many people and the fight kit and all this stuff. I have my own treadmill, my own workout room, my own sauna. So it's very cool. Very cool. I feel very... very safe, very awesome.
Yeah, no, good they're taking the, you know, measures that they need to be to ensuring the safety of everyone involved for sure. But I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on your opponent here heading into this one. I mean, as a, you know, Canadian follower of the sport, I mean, Josh Hill, I think a lot of people following the scene would agree that he's, you know, the best bantamweight out of Canada. He had a, you know, pretty strong debut with Bellator and all that, part of World Series of Fighting and everything. What's your, I guess, overall awareness of Josh Hill's skill set and what he brings to the table?
Yeah, he's a complete fighter. He can wrestle, he can strike in. He has a long time practice MMA. He has a long time competed MMA. So I think it's going to be very cool. I'm always ready to war. So it's going to be an awesome fight. I see a lot of opens on this on Josh Hill, a lot of opens, and I practice to break little by little. And but it's gonna be a good fight. I'm ready to make a war there.
Yeah, and a great matchup to bounce back. I mean, obviously the Bellator debut didn't necessarily go the way you wanted it to, but a fight like this, I mean, that puts you right back in the mix with everybody in that upper part of the bantamweight division.
Yes. It's the fight I want to look for. I want to finish the fight. You know, I'm always looking for a finish. And it's going to be an interesting fight. I hope everybody to see this fight. And it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah, well, you definitely know how to bring the action, man. I mean, you still got that fastest knockout in UFC bantamweight history there. So you know how to bring it for sure.
Yes. Yeah, I have a very good hands. I have very good wrestle. I can wrestle with anybody in my division. I can strike in. You know, for this camp, I sparring a lot of times with Dominic Cruz. So my reflex are very cool. My technique are very cool, and I feel very, very prepared for this battle.
Yeah, you mentioned working with Cruz there. It looks like you're also working with Eric Del Fiero and some of the other usual suspects at Alliance MMA. Has the methodology differed there at all? Like, have they had to, like, change their general approach because of, like, certain COVID-related measures?
Yeah, like, right now, it's not too many people in the gym, just the people who have a fight and the people who work when the guys have a fight. So it's just the team. The team is right now little, it's only little people there. It's a small team. But yeah, my workers are good. My training camp, it was awesome. I was living in America for like a month for this camp because, you know, I'm from Mexico. And every day I cross the border to training in San Diego for this camp. I was living in Mexico, stay in Mexico, and in San Diego, sorry, for preparing this fight.
Yeah, and earlier on you were talking about the crispness of your strikes. Like, I've seen you've gotten work at Alto Boxing Club in the past there, and I'm also seeing that, you know, Showtime and Bellator have a bit of a joint partnership, and they're looking to do some crossover fights. Like, obviously you're not overlooking the task at hand here, but is that something you'd be interested in doing at a certain point, like taking a boxing fight as part of that and representing Bellator?
Yeah, why not? I'm ready for every fight, MMA fight, boxing fights, kickboxing fight. I'm a fighter. I'm doing this for it's my job, but also I love it. I love to fight. I was sparring with a lot of pro boxers guys over there in Tijuana, and I feel very comfortable in my hands. I feel very comfortable in my kicks, and yeah, I love to have a boxing match.
Yeah, and the training comprehensive on all levels. Like I mentioned, the work with the boxing club, but I've also seen late last year you were working with guys like Gio Martinez and Richie Martinez at 10th Planet San Diego.
Yeah, he's my coach for jiu-jitsu at 10th Planet. I have a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. He's been my coach for like 4 years now. I train over there every single day, practice my jiu-jitsu. And yeah, I feel very, 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 very set up. I have very good jiu-jitsu. I have very good wrestling. I have very good boxing, kicks, MMA, catch wrestling. So I just want to show to the world what I can do in the fight.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And from past fights, I've seen you rocking the luchador mask there. And I also noticed during the Combate Americas tenure there, it looked like you were in the ring with Alberto El Patron and some other, masked compatriots there. What was kind of going on there? Were you stepping in the pro wrestling ring a little bit?
Yeah, I have one pro wrestling match over there with Alberto Rios, Dos Caras Jr. It was very, very fun, I love to wrestle. I love when I was kid. I'm thinking to do that when I was old, but now I know I'm a fighter. So, but the wrestling team, I love to see that team. So no, it's like a Mexico team wrestling.
Yeah, it looked like it was a great time there. And I was also curious if you knew about Josh Hill's backstory in that regard. Like, he's got a relative there who's actually Gentleman Jerry Valiant, and that's kind of where he got the moniker from as well. Like, did you know about Josh Hill's, past in pro wrestling and the family lineage there?
Oh, no. I don't know that. I don't know that. Maybe after this fight we can wrestle.
Yeah, I love it. I just thought that was a cool connection scene. Both of you endeavoring to do that kind of stuff, man. But I mean, we were talking a bit before about just the general picture of the bantamweight division. Like, what are your thoughts on the Bellator division? It seems like the sport in general, is experiencing a great period for just bantamweights in general. But I mean, you look at guys like, Patrick Mix and Sergio Pettis and Juan Archuleta, and obviously not overlooking your opponent here, but like, what are your thoughts on the general, like, upper end of like the bantamweight contender picture? Because I imagine there's a lot of exciting matchups for you.
Yes, right now the bantamweight division in Bellator is like really open. Like, he's not a champion right now. Juan Archuleta and the other guy is gonna fight for the show for the title. And I feel very open the division. I feel I can compete with anybody in my weight class in the division. And I need a good win, and Josh Hill is gonna bring me a good win.
Yeah, it's a great fight, and both of you guys are very much in that top contendership picture as well, so definitely looking forward to this one. But I also want to be mindful of your time and everything. Is there anything you'd like to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, Eric?
No, just thank you very much for giving me the space. Sorry for my bad English. I'm practicing that, and just the people to watch the fights, not miss the fights on YouTube. I'm gonna bring all my weapons on the table. I'm gonna bring an awesome fight, and all the people is gonna be very excited to watch this fight.
Yeah, no need to apologize. I think your English comes across as great, man, and this fight is gonna come across as great too. People can check that out August the 21st, Bellator 244, a high stakes bantamweight fight between Josh Hill and Eric Perez. Thanks again for all the time and insights, man, and yeah, just you enjoy the rest of your day, and best of luck with the rest of fight week.
Hey, thank you very much.